USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration continues to look for more space to house an increasing number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will take over several hotels in the Chandler, Arizona area to hold migrant families for processing. Congressman Brad Wenstrup recently visited the southern border, and the Ohio Republican tells Fox News that the conditions at the border are benefiting the cartels.
So the situation is inhumane. You know, I mentioned just briefly Health and Human Services policy. Well, guess what? That policy is not the policy of the cartels. And so you have women and children that are being trafficked. And the cartels and smugglers don't follow the rules. And they are the ones that are benefiting from this. The policies that have been put in place, we learned, are clearly benefiting the cartels, because not only are they making money by bringing people across, they're also making money because more of their drugs and weapons and things like that they smuggle.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden's so-called border czar, Roberta Jacobson, says she's stepping down at the end of the month. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A comment on a controversial topic from Joe Biden's past may come back to haunt him. Mike Fortier has the details.
President Biden announcing Friday plans to form a committee to study Supreme Court reforms, including court packing. But in 1983, then-Senator Biden strongly criticized court packing.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make.
Biden's criticism of court packing was also evident in 2005.
He wanted to increase the number of justices to 15, allowing himself to nominate those additional judges. Took an act of courage on the part of his own party institutionally to stand up against this power grab.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the number of justices is just one aspect of reform the commission will look at. The Constitution doesn't say how many judges the court should have, but there have been nine since 1869. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Buckingham Palace announced Saturday that the funeral for Britain's Prince Philip will be held at Windsor Castle on April 17th. The Duke of Edinburgh passed away on Friday at the age of 99 and will receive a ceremonial royal funeral that will be limited to 30 guests due to COVID restrictions. Prince Harry will be in attendance, but his wife Meghan Markle will not. Doctors have advised her not to make the journey because of her pregnancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.